Yeah, well, here in Nam in Melbourne, we're 94, 95 consecutive weeks. The Palestinian people here have been leading us in solidarity, and we've been coming together and marching and protesting. So the fire that you feel there is a fire that is well and truly on the way here. It's building.
It is so inspiring. I've seen the big marches on the bridge in Sydney. It is so amazing. So it's so inspiring, and it's inspiring us back here in Aotearoa, not here where I am right now, but back home where I live and where my family and friends are in Aotearoa. It's inspiring us, and to the point that we are now organizing our own. And I am going to be in the sea at the same time that my comrades and my siblings and my sisters and my brothers are going to be holding the land in Aotearoa and Taumati Makaurau. So thanks for the inspiration, and just know that what happened in Australia, acknowledging the people of the land in Australia as well, and the indigenous people of that land, and acknowledging their struggle too. But that is a movement. It's a movement. It's a torch that, whenever we light that torch, it continues to spark the light and the flames of the next and the next. So it continues. It is an active motion of love and solidarity and remembrance. So thank you so much for doing that. I am so excited to come to Australia at some point and share and join. And inshallah, at that point, we don't need to do all of these things, but this is just the start, because there is a lot of oppression around the world, and we want to stand for all of that. It is not for one or another. It's not selective.
Well, as you said, Rana, the global movement to Gaza is a coordinated mobilization by land, sea, and air, united by the belief that the genocide has to end now, and, well, yesterday. How many boats are going in this flotilla, and what is the best-case scenario if you're able to open up this humanitarian corridor and get aid into Gaza?
We have been planning and organizing as many boats as we can, and it is a very, very strategic and calculated process, because you want to have the safest amount and formation of ships that will guarantee us safety passage, which would hopefully, which is our aim, is to lead into safe passage into Gaza shores, far further away from it, for us to drop the aid, and then create that humanitarian corridor for ships to come and continuously bring aid through the sea. Of course, that does not happen by just like that, because we can see the Israeli regime is acting with complete impunity, and their actions are not precedented per se. So we are relying on the community of the world, and on our governments that do have our political passports in mind. You know that we need their voices. We need them to stand up. We need them to speak up and pressure the Israeli regime to open and allow a safe passage for this humanitarian fleet of ships carrying essential aid and nothing more. So that also, as far as we can see, and we have been experiencing for 2 years or over 2 years right now, is that our governments won't do that on their own. So we do call upon the communities and the humans and everyone, everyday person that goes to their work every day and experiences the joy of life and feels what's happening right now and feels the oppression and the inhumane, unjust behavior that is being implicated on the Palestinian people in Gaza and also on the West Bank, to stand up and to apply pressure on their governments and their officials and their local governments and countries, because we need all of us on deck right now. For the best scenario to happen, we need everyone to be active. We need everyone to speak up, and just keep on going, basically. So right now, we are believing and we are hoping that our mission would go through the sea, reach the borders around Gaza, and deliver the aid. And then that would create that peaceful flow of humanitarian corridor that will be secured for more aid to go in. As we know, the aid that is allowed to go in is a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of what the Palestinian people right now need. So we need as much help and support to allow the essential aid to arrive to the people that desperately need it at the moment.
We have time for one last question, Rana. here in Australia and New Zealand, and for our listeners, how can they show support behind the Flotilla movement? And how can they track and get involved? Are you on Instagram? Are you on social media? Is there ways that we can watch what you're doing?
Yes. So first, about keeping updated. Now, this is very important because every day in such a mission carries so much more updates that comes through. A lot happens. And we have participants, as I said, from over 40 countries, so 44 countries. And in our delegation, we have joined Aotearoa and Australia together as one delegation, and we are here together as one voice. What you can do is you can follow the people that have been on the mission, check on their social media, follow the official one for the delegation, which is globalmovementtogaza.aunz.
Mm-hmm.
When you follow that, you will see updates from most of the team that is going public about it, and they are posting about it. The official spokespeople can do interviews, so amazing humans like you can amplify the message. If you're a person that you feel like, oh my god, I don't have a radio, I can't do all of that, blah, 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 join your local protest, join your voice. Your voice matters. Your voice is one that is not separate of a very big movement, and you're not alone. So go to your next activation next to you in your region, gather your friends and go talk about it. Have this difficult conversation that sometimes it's really hard to have because you feel like, oh, do I know enough? Can I talk about this? What if they signal me out? Talk about it, because it's very important. If we don't do it right now, then when? And pressure your MPs, talk to them. Check who are your local MPs. Go to them, find their email address. And you know what? It can be even easier if you find your local solidarity group. And once you find this group, you can ask them, and they probably are putting the work to reach out to MPs and join them. You don't have to do this alone at all, because there is big solidarity groups locally in a lot of places. We have one in Aotearoa, that we have in Tamaki Makaurau, we have in Ōtautahi, we have in Dunedin, and I'm pretty sure that in Australia you have so many different organizations, and I'm sure that once you write Palestine in Australia, you will find so many different organizations and groups that are working tirelessly to amplify the voice of the Palestinian people. So join them, amplify, talk about it, join your protest next door, talk to your MPs and pressure them. They need a push. Your MPs are there because you voted them there. So they need a reminder of why and who voted them there and for what, so they don't forget their role and their responsibility. So follow this mission, share it, talk about it, join it next time. Next time, join it, because this is not going to be the last one. We are just opening a movement, a global movement for oppression. Oppressive systems should not have a place within our communities at these times. So we are the people. We are the people. We are the voice that will rise up to change this and create a new paradigm, a paradigm where people have equal human rights, where there is respect and justice and freedom of practice of your life, of experiencing life, of breathing the air, of working on your land, and of choosing whether you want to leave this land and go and live in the city or just stay in your humble little house. So we all deserve this. And just ground back into this remembrance. And within your mind, within your thoughts, just notice how the oppressive systems come up whenever you be like, oh, I'm going to go and join this. And then you feel the doubt and the fear. This is the oppressive system. So work with that and notice it and be aware of it and amplify and be there. Be with us.
Rana Hamida, thank you so much for your time. That's all we have time for. From 3CR, we wish you safe passage on your journey, to you and everyone else among this flotilla. And we hope that you are able to successfully get aid into Gaza.
Thank you so much for having me. And thank you for all the team that is working tirelessly behind your channel. And thank you for all the people that are standing up. And thank you for the Global Samud Flotilla and all the different organizations that are part of it. and all the humans that are working for no return other than responding to the uttermost inspiration that we have, and the people that we feel within our hearts, the Palestinian people, we are coming and we are hearing and we're listening. So thank you so much, and I hope that we speak again.